Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. The first two cuts and the fourth cut are John Gibson, Director of Member Services at the National Cotton Council. The third cut is Holt Schoaf of Holt Schoaf Farms in Milan, Tennessee. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Upon completion of this final of the four 2012 tours, the PIE program will have exposed more than 1,000 cotton producers to innovative production practices in regions different than their own since the program was initiated in 1988. Sponsored by Bayer Crop Science through a grant to the Cotton Foundation, the PIE program is aimed at helping U.S. cotton producers improve yields and fiber quality. Specifically, the program helps producers improve their overall farming operation efficiency by gaining new perspectives in such fundamental practices as land preparation, planting, fertilization, pest control, irrigation, and harvesting, and observing firsthand the unique ways in which their peers are using current technology.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
At the Plains Cotton Growers Office, participants were given updates on Texas cotton production, Texas A&M's Cotton Improvement Program, and Bayer Crop Science's latest research and development. The group also visited Pico Industries, Farmers Co-op Compress, before touring Vardaman Farms in Slayton. The next day in Lubbock, the group saw a presentation on electronic marketing at Plains Cotton Co-op, a tour of the Lubbock feedlot, and back to Earth Resources for a look at how to turn gin trash into value-added products. They also toured Mims Farms in Acuff.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We went to Vardaman Farms and learned about the drip irrigation that they have. I was amazed at how little water they have available and to what lengths they go to get water. Back home, we drill one well and get 1,000 gallons a minute, and they might have to drill 12 wells to do that.
Fourth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
While in Corpus Christi, the group visited Stover Equipment Company, Gulf Compress, Port of Corpus Christi, and Gatefront. They also visited Edcott Co-op Gin in Odom to see round module ginning, the Gregory Gin for a look at Samuel Automated Bell Packaging System, and then they participated in individual farm tours in San Patricio. The tour concluded on August 23rd with a visit to Kingsville for a tour of the King Ranch and a look at algae biodiesel and gospel-free shrimp feeding projects conducted by Texas AgriLife Extension.